World Report with Brannon House.
Tonight on the Worldview Report, Moderna announces at the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos that it wants an mRNA manufacturing plant on every continent as it expands its lineup of mRNA products well beyond just the COVID vaccine. We have reports out of Brazil that Brazilians arrested in the recent uprising against that country's corrupt and illegitimate government are being poorly treated, including many who have been forcibly vaccinated. Project Veritas strikes again, and you won't believe the deceptive business practices that they've uncovered regarding how public schools purchase the curriculum being taught to your children. Mega globalist Dr. Henry Kissinger is nearing his 100th birthday this year, but he's still revered at the World Economic Forum. We'll bring you his latest advice to his fellow globalists regarding the war in Ukraine. And Brian Kemp, Georgia's Republican governor, caused quite a stir when he announced he was heading to Davos to rub elbows with the globalist elites. We have a follow-up report on what he said while he was there. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brannon House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brannon House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Our top story tonight, supreme arrogance coming out of Davos. The CEO of the pharmaceutical giant Moderna speaking in a general discussion at the Davos meeting of the World Economic Forum, said he wants to have an mRNA technology factory on every continent in the world. Watch this.
That we are building a factory in Canada. We already broke ground in the fall. We are building a factory in Australia. We are going to start a factory this quarter in the UK, and we're also going to start building a factory in Kenya. We're talking to a couple more countries because I would really like on every continent to have mRNA capacity, because the amazing thing about mRNA is you can use the same facility, the same plant, the same machines to make any vaccine you want. For example, you know, last night we announced we have positive data on our RSV vaccine for phase 3 with a very high 84% efficacy on the vaccine.
You heard him. His accent may have been difficult for some, but he said, quote, I would really like on every continent to have mRNA capacity, end quote. That was Stéphane Bancel, CEO of the government-created corporation known as Moderna. He was speaking during a WEF panel discussion titled State of the Pandemic. He said, quote, the amazing thing about mRNA is you can use the same facility, the same plant, the same machines to make any vaccine you want, end quote. So we can definitely look forward to more mRNA vaccines, which were never approved for humans until the so-called emergency of COVID. When this technology was tested on animals before COVID, most of them died or were sterilized. But now the horses have been let out of the barn, and apparently there's no reining them in, even though we have solid evidence that these vaccines are causing massive numbers of heart problems in young people, strokes, and other health problems. Bancel said his company, which holds the patent on its vaccine jointly with the U.S. government, is building mRNA vaccine plants in Canada, Australia, the U.K., and in Kenya. Yes, the more vaccines we make, the more people we can kill and fulfill the agenda of the World Economic Forum, which apparently is the same agenda as the Club of Rome, the United Nations, and the rest of the globalist cartels and the non-government organizations, which is to apparently save the planet by drastically reducing the human population. As Bancel pointed out, the mRNA technology may be used for vaccines and therapeutics of all kinds. For example, Moderna recently announced an mRNA injection to treat heart failure. So now, When someone experiences the onset of myocarditis or pericarditis caused by one of the Moderna mRNA COVID vaccines, well, they can line up for another mRNA injection provided by the same company to treat their damaged heart. Sounds like a plan, a great game plan, if you're in business strictly to make money and sell vaccines, right? A little over a week ago, millions of Brazilians stormed the presidential palace, Congress, and Supreme Court after well-liked President Bolsonaro reportedly lost the election to Lula, after loyalists and supporters of Bolsonaro believed the election was fixed to insert a new regime. National media was not too kind to these protesters, drawing comparisons to the U.S. Capitol riots on January 6, 2021. Only this time, it was even more people who came out to demonstrate their support for the so-called far-right President Bolsonaro. Well, one individual in Brazil added that these protests bled out into the streets as well, where cars and buses were set ablaze. Brazilian outlet Estado compiled a short list of some of the protesters involved in a video that was titled, quote, "Let's Collapse the System," end quote. It reportedly depicted the so-called, quote, extremist premeditated the invasion in Brazil, influenced by the speech of former President Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro is not even in the country, having escaped to Florida, and tweeted out from his new American home that it was his desire for the protest to remain peaceful. Since the new government has taken over with Lula at the helm, it's reported that 763 of these protesters have been arrested and were given roll-up mattresses to sleep on, separated from the normal prisoners, forced to give up their phones, and provided a basic hygiene kit with select toiletries. They were not given blankets or pillows because these are, quote, items that can be used for acts of violence, end quote. 498 men and 265 women have been detained. There's also reports of forced vaccinations for these prisoners, who the media refer to as, quote, scammers, end quote. Estado reports, quote, upon arriving at the prison, the scammers also went through a medical screening process. Task force was set up to carry out tests on people, vaccinate them against diseases such as COVID-19 where necessary, and take note of those who have some type of comorbidity or take some regulated medication. Everyone will be entitled to sunbathe once a day, end quote. So, do you see the parallels here? The DC gulag for Trump supporters and the Brazilian gulag for Bolsonaro supporters. This next story is from the National File, and it's a follow-up to what we reported last week about GOP Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia. Kemp joined the World Economic Forum on stage at Davos on Wednesday, January 18th, where he was given, well, a figurative pat on the head by one of Klaus Schwab's top men for his refusal to supposedly give in to the election integrity movement. Seated between the Democratic governor of Illinois, J.B. Brinsger, and Delaware Democrat Senator Chris Coons, a close ally of Joe Biden, Governor Kemp was one of just two Republicans taking part in the World Economic Forum's panel on American governance at Davos, along with Florida Congresswoman Maria Salazar. When called upon by Boré Brende, the panel's lead, who's often seen as Klaus Schwab's second in command and possible successor atop of the World Economic Forum, Kemp was complimented on his refusal to, quote, give in, end quote, to the election integrity movement after multiple contested races in his home state of Georgia. After those races resulted in the election, if you will, of left-wing Democrats, most notably Joe Biden in 2020. After slamming Republican candidates as election deniers, Brande lauded Kemp's inaction on the documented election fraud and irregularities that marred his home state. Quote, "We know you well," end quote, he told Kemp, before remarking that during America's recent elections, quote, "a lot of candidates who were election deniers were not elected," end quote. He went on to say, quote, you came under some pressure to secure Georgia's elections, but you didn't really give in on that, did you? End quote. Kemp responded with a nod before shifting the conversation to the economy, claiming that he believes that the Democrats will join with Republicans in securing America's southern border. He went on to sit silently as Illinois Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker blasted the GOP and claimed that Joe Biden has, quote, gotten things done for the United States, end quote, though he did butt in to defend Georgia's film and entertainment industries. Breitbart reports that Klaus Schwab, the founder and executive director of the World Economic Forum, is said to have a, quote, God complex, end quote, and aims to run the organization until his death like a pope or a monarch. This is based on interviews with current and former staffers of the German engineer and professor. A number of individuals involved with the World Economic Forum are reportedly discussing the NGO's post-Klaus Schwab future amid the organization's annual conference this week. It comes as Schwab himself will turn 85 in March of this year, prompting some close to the organization to seek clarification on who will succeed the arch-globalist at the top of his organization. Breitbart reports that unlike many other organizations throughout the world, the issue of secession within the WEF is one solely in the leader's hands, with the group's charter listing Schwab as having the sole prerogative to choose his own successor. According to a report by Politico, various individuals who used to or are currently working with the World Economic Forum do not believe Schwab will provide clarity on the issue anytime soon, with the publication specifically citing critics who say Schwab rules the group like a king or a pope, and that his secession, well, that question fits in with this style of leadership. Schwab, quote, has a God complex and thinks he's in the fittest, 0.1%, end quote. That's what one World Economic Forum veteran based in the United States reportedly told the publication, quote, but no one is immortal, end quote. They continued, quote, it's insane that they don't have a secession plan to build public confidence around, end quote. Another staffer reportedly suggested that Schwab might try to control the process of his own secession from what Politico describes as, quote, beyond the grave, end quote. The staffer told Politico, quote, Klaus has changed his will multiple times a year for decades, so it's just impossible to know what he will decide in the end, end quote. Staffer added that, quote, there are former heads of state who thought they were in the running 20 years ago, end quote. But all these candidates reportedly had either gotten sick of waiting for Schwab to hand over power or fell out of Schwab's favor. Overall, publications suggest that there is a significant chance that a member of Schwab's own family could succeed him again like a king. Summit News reports that Dr. Richard Enos, a retired professor of evolutionary biology at Edinburgh University, has undertaken a thorough analysis of the UK's COVID-19 yellow card vaccine adverse event data, and found it indicates, quote, unequivocal safety signals, end quote, for adverse reactions caused by the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines affecting the blood, heart, and female reproductive organs. He concluded that, quote, there can be no question that the mRNA vaccine should be withdrawn with immediate effect, end quote. In the UK, three COVID-19 vaccines, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and Moderna, have been used in a nationwide inoculation program. All three vaccines provide the genetic code that enables vaccines to produce within people's bodies the spike protein. In the AstraZeneca vaccine, like the Johnson & Johnson vaccine used in the U.S., the genetic code for the spike protein takes the form of DNA and is introduced into the recipient cells by a genetically modified chimpanzee virus. For the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, the introduced genetic code takes the form of heavily modified RNA and is carried to recipient cells within lipid nanoparticles. There's no control over either the tissues to which the vaccines are transported or the length of time for which spike proteins are produced by those tissues. According to the esteemed evolutionary scientist report, all three vaccines rely on novel technology that has never before been used in humans. At the time of their introduction, they lacked any long-term safety data and therefore required conditional marketing authorization from the UK's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, or MHRA. To monitor the safety of the three vaccines, the MHRA established the COVID-19 Vaccine Yellow Card Reporting Scheme. The standardized reporting of suspected adverse reactions to the COVID-19 vaccines that can be analyzed to detect safety signals and potentially trigger withdrawal of the vaccines. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to bring you my Giza Dream bed sheets for the best offer ever. We're all experiencing rising prices, but I was able to secure a limited amount of Giza cotton for a great price, and I'm passing those savings directly on to you. You can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98 with your promo code. They're the most luxurious sheets ever, made with the world's best cotton. It's grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. I know my sheets are perfect for you, and I'm extending my 60-day money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to save 50% on my Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.98. Quantities are extremely limited at these amazing prices, so please order now.
Microsoft announced a massive wave of job cuts this week, becoming the latest tech company to cull its labor force as the global economy hits the skids. The software company confirmed Wednesday it's reducing its workforce by 10,000 people through the end of the third quarter of the 2023 fiscal year. Microsoft CEO announced in a statement to employees Wednesday that the cuts come, quote, in response to microeconomic conditions and changing customer priorities, end quote. Microsoft reported the layoffs, would affect roughly 5% of its workforce. The statement read, quote, it's important to note that while we are eliminating roles in some areas, we will continue to hire in key strategic areas. We know this is a challenging time for each person impacted. The senior leadership team and I are committed that as we go through this process, we will do so in the most thoughtful and transparent way possible, end quote. According to Bloomberg, which cited a person familiar with the matter, Microsoft, they will cut jobs in a number of engineering divisions. Company stock, it went modestly higher Wednesday after it announced the massive layoffs. We've had a lot of news the last several days about the World Economic Forum and its globalist leader, Klaus Schwab. Many people don't know it, but Schwab is the product of another famous globalist, Dr. Henry Kissinger, who, according to news reports, mentored Schwab as a young man studying at Harvard University. And Kissinger, at age 99, is still active on the global scene as a mentor to many younger globalists. Zero Hedge reports this week that Kissinger has flipped on the Russia-Ukraine war. He had taken the position that Ukraine should negotiate a deal to end the war, even if that means ceding a small portion of its landmass to Russia. He'd also indicated that Ukraine should give a guarantee that it won't join NATO. That angered the Ukrainians and many of Kissinger's globalist buddies who were all in the opposite camp, that Russia must be soundly defeated on the battlefield with no negotiated end to the war until that happens. Kissinger, he has now changed his tune with regard to Ukraine joining NATO. Former Secretary of State Kissinger said in a video address to the World Economic Forum on Tuesday, that Ukraine joining NATO would be at, quote, appropriate outcome, end quote, of the war, reversing his previous position that Kiev shouldn't join the Western military alliance. Kissinger said, quote, before this war, I was opposed to membership of Ukraine in NATO because I feared that it would start exactly the process that we have seen now. Now that this process has reached this level, the idea of a neutral Ukraine under these conditions is no longer meaningful, end quote. Kissinger's comments reflect an article he wrote for The Spectator last month. In the piece, he didn't explicitly say Ukraine should join NATO, but argued that a, quote, peace process should link Ukraine to NATO, however expressed, end quote. In the Spectator article, Kissinger called for negotiations to avoid another world war and suggested referendums could be held to settle disputes over some of the territory Russia has captured from Ukraine. But his opinion on the matter appears to have changed. While he still called for talks with Moscow in his address on Tuesday, he said that the fighting should only end after Russia is pushed back to the pre-invasion lines. Quote, I believe in dialogue with Russia while the war continues and an end of fighting when the pre-war line is reached, end quote. That's what he said. According to Zero Hedge, the chances of negotiations between Russia and Ukraine are slim, as Ukraine, while their officials are demanding a complete withdrawal and for Moscow to face war crime tribunals before talks can even happen. For their part, Russia says it's open to talks but maintains that any deal must involve the territories it annexed joining the Russian Federation. Kissinger said that the conflict should be kept, quote, from becoming a war against Russia itself, end quote, due to Moscow's large nuclear arsenal. He also said after the war, Russia should be given, quote, an opportunity to rejoin the international system, end quote. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The subject of our commentary is Project Veritas and its most recent undercover revelation about how our public school system really works. Veritas journalists captured on film a highly educated curriculum salesman with a PhD who admits that he broke Georgia state law by secretly infusing elements of the banned critical race theory into the classroom curriculums he sells to Georgia school districts. He peddles the racist CRT curriculums under the guise of, quote, diversity, equity, and inclusion, end quote. The words critical race theory appear nowhere in the curriculum, but the talking points of critical race theory are prominent. Prominent. That white people are inherently racist oppressors and people of color are victims of oppression. This is how the radical left indoctrinates our children, even in red states, where people oppose their poisonous lies about American history, gender, and the rest of their satanic nonsense. Check out this excerpt from the Project Veritas undercover report on one of Georgia's educational fraudsters. He even refers to himself as, quote, an evil salesman, end quote, and Georgia's Republican governor as, quote, such an idiot, end quote, who's easy to hoodwink. Watch this.
This is how we do this. We make it suck in the school and in the classroom.
So we've been sneaking things in the cracks.
We teach these things under the radar.
My license is already gone, so what are you going to do?
So do you teach in schools now?
I do. I still do, which is insane, right? Which is still insane.
James O'Keefe here in Fulton County, Georgia. Quentin Bostick, who holds a PhD from Georgia State, is a former literacy educator who had his teaching license revoked around 2017. Quentin now works as a project manager for the teaching lab with a $15 million budget dedicated to creating more equitable curriculums. Bostick is now on his own selling curriculums he created to the state of Georgia. He admitted to having multiple private companies where he profits off the curriculums that he sells.
And it's amazing how you've gotten the schools to purchase the curriculum.
And they don't sell condoms.
I always have a good salesman, but I'm also an evil salesman. Like, so bad.
So the public schools have the state funding, right?
They do.
So the state is basically paying for your curriculum without knowing what's in it. How many schools in Georgia have your curriculum?
Two districts, actually. Two county and then five counties.
You make that profit, right?
Yeah.
Not
oh, yeah.
Profit. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. The state pays for that.
Correct.
Yeah.
They do. The state pays for it.
The state pays for your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know critical race theory is in it.
Right, of course. They don't know. Mm-hmm. They don't know. I mean, so basically it goes right into the account.
And your account.
Mm-hmm.
Not teaching habits.
Nope, my account.
The problem with this is that Bostic admits his curriculum is rooted in CRT, also known as critical race theory, which happens to be illegal to teach in the state of Georgia. Bostic says that if Governor Kemp and his wife found out what he was doing, Governor Kemp's wife is an educator, that Bostic would be, quote, nailed for doing it.
Is critical race theory illegal in the schools here?
It is banned. It's still banned in the schools.
So but not your curriculums.
Exactly. And on top of that, if you don't say the word critical race theory, you can technically teach it. And people don't know what critical race theory is. So when they see the word,
like, alarm goes off.
Alarm goes off. But you teach the principles of other people are like, of course. Like,
so does your curriculum have critical race theory in it?
Yep.
And the government doesn't know.
And they have no clue. And I'm like, this is good.
Walking all the way to the bank.
Exactly.
To look in the curriculum, what would they find that's like banned, like contraband, illegal?
Books, theories,
critical race theory,
even like banned books.
So the entire district has all the schools have any.
And I guess like, I mean, it's an option in Fulton County, but most of the teachers.